right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. This is Getting Real and Uncut Podcast with Cynthia D. So let's get into these topics today that's trending in entertainment and things like that. So let's start with devastating news right now. So yesterday, as many of you know, Rocky Johnson, the father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, died yesterday. Johnson's career started in the 1960s at the age of 16. However, his breakthrough came when he joined WWE in the early 80s. He was inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame in 2008. He leaves behind three children, including The Rock, a son named Curtis, and a daughter named Wanda. So now we're gonna jump into this Aaron Hernandez biopic that debuted yesterday on Netflix. Now, just a little summary from what I read and what I researched. The docuseries is about how Aaron Hernandez went from an NFL star to a convicted killer. You can see interviews from his friends, players, and insides. But it has several episodes, including in the biopic. As many of you know, Hernandez played for the Patriots, and he was accused of murder. He committed suicide in prison. Now, from what I've been seeing on Facebook and Twitter, a lot of you guys watched the docuseries, and a lot of you guys felt certain ways about it. And I haven't really tuned into it yet. I'm just going to be flat out real. I have not tuned into it yet, but I did see that his ex-girlfriend made an appearance on it, and there was some kind of, you know, issues with them and things like that. So I'm going to continue to do more on that, and I'm going to get into that next Tuesday when I finish the whole three series. Now, I think the series is about, what, an hour long? So I'm going to find somebody with a Netflix account and I'm gonna get into it. Okay, the impeachment trial is underway. It began today. Now, according to Politico.com, this is what's going on. Seven Democratic House managers will argue the case for removing President Trump from office, presented with articles of impeachment from the Senate. Senate Democrats called for subpoenaing four witnesses, including former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. The House impeached Trump, as we all know, December 18th on charges of abuse and obstruction of justice of Congress. This is the third presidential impeachment trial, and leaders are expected to vote on the witnesses Tuesday. Now, let's get into this big controversy. As we all know, LSU, you know, they won the championship this past Monday. And many of you saw the viral video that went around of OBJ, you know, Odell Beckham, you know, slapping a security officer on the butt. Now, I feel like it was harmless. Everybody said that, you know, that OBJ, he was just, you know, he was just drunk and he was just having fun. And I feel like he was having fun. He was in the moment, you know. He was just celebrating because, you know, his alma mater, that, you know, they won the national championship. They went 15-0. It was like a perfect season. So a lot of you, I did do a poll. No, we're going to check it out now. A lot of you went, I posted a poll on my entertainment page, Entertainment with Cynthia D. I don't think a lot of y'all even voted, but that's fine. So a lot of you feel like he should not, you know. Okay, so let me read what it says. So Odell, he's accused of simple battery and could be fined $1,000 and could spend at least 6 months in jail. The former LSU standout could be seen on the video patting the security guard on the butt after telling players they couldn't smoke in the locker room. This happened after the Tigers won a college football championship. The officer filed the complaint, you know, just I think a couple of days after the video went viral. So I did, like I said, I did post a poll on my entertainment page. If you guys are following this, Entertainment with Cynthia D, if you need the link, I will put it on my regular Facebook page. Now, do you guys really think that he should spend time in jail? I, to be honest, I say no. I say no because, I mean, you have to think about it. He didn't do it intentionally, but if it's against the law, you know, it's against the law. But the guy didn't do it intentionally. He was just having fun and things like that. And, you know, it's going to create a lot of stuff because, you know, he's a public figure. And from the looks on the video, that officer felt played. That officer probably wanted to square up with OBJ, to be honest with y'all. If y'all saw the video, if you haven't, it is on TMZ Media. It's on all those entertainment platforms. So you guys can check that out. Now, this is something funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. So Pornhub is getting sued. Yes, Pornhub is getting sued. This is what happened. Now, I found this when I was researching on the internet. And Pornhub is, you know, y'all know what Pornhub is for. A lot of us get on Pornhub and we go do our little thing or whatever. So Pornhub is getting sued. What you want? You do this every time I start doing my podcast. Get out. MJ, get in your room. So Pornhub is getting sued. Things are getting a little hot and steamy for them right now. Okay, the man claims the person who filed the lawsuit is a deaf man. So he claims that Pornhub denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to his videos that others can easily enjoy. In the documents obtained by TMZ, the man says the deaf and hearing can't understand the audio portion of videos on the websites. He is suing to get Pornhub to be inclusive and add captioning plus damages. Now, I just... You really gonna come in here while I'm doing this? Go in your room. Go in your room. Hold on, y'all. Go in your room. I really have to stop my podcast. These kids want to be bad and want to get on camera. Like, y'all understand? I'm gonna tell y'all about something about being a single parent, bro. I don't mind being a single parent at all, but sometimes it be hard when you're trying to do stuff and then your kids want to come in, they want to join, and then you know you can't join. Like MJ, he needs to be in his room trying to study and stuff. And then my 2-year-old daughter, she comes in here because she want to be all divified and stuff like that. I feel like she just got to be seen. Okay, let me get back to this. So yeah, Pornhub is getting sued, y'all. Pornhub is getting sued because a deaf man said, hey, I, you know, what's going on? I'm trying to enjoy myself, trying to enjoy my pleasure, and I can't do nothing. So like I said, so just go back over it. He filed a lawsuit. The deaf man says that he claims it denied, you know, boy hush, claims that it denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to his videos that others can easily enjoy. In documents obtained by TMZ, the man says the deaf and hearing can't understand the audio portion of the videos on the website. This is why I'm confused at. Because they say they can't understand the audio portion of the videos on the website. Now, when you're watching Pornhub, man, this is just me. When you're watching Pornhub, don't you just look? Like, do you have to hear the moaning and stuff? Now, I'm about to go all the way off topic and I need to stay on course. But, you know, this is just me. When you're looking at porn, you're looking. I don't know if you want to really hear the moans and stuff, because they do the most when they start on Pornhub. They got a whole intro that takes about 10 to 15 minutes long. So why would you want to hear that? I mean, you're just pleasuring yourself. But that's just my opinion. Anywho, so he is suing to get Pornhub to be inclusive and add closed captioning plus damages. So, and you know, TMZ, they reached out. That's what I'm saying. Like, the deaf man is, he's pissed off. The deaf man is mad. He was like, I can't enjoy this thing because of the audio. And I'm thinking, you know, when you're deaf, you know, you're not supposed to hear anything. But I do agree with him. At least put some closed captioning on there so this man can enjoy himself. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs you know, love, or just use your hand as a lotion and go on and do your thing. All right, so let's switch over and get into some relationship topics today. Now, I'm talking about cheating. Yes, I'm talking about cheating. Plenty of people have been cheated on. A lot of married people been cheated on, and they go back to, you know, they go back to their person or whatever. So I asked a couple of people on, why you don't think he should get paid for that? I mean, if there isn't no closed captioning on there, I'm pretty sure there's a way you can do that on your phone to have closed captioning, to where you can see the porn, the words from the porn thing. But to me, I just feel like that's a waste of a lawsuit, because come on, bro, like, that's not gonna stop Pornhub from making their money and doing stuff like that. Like, now I'm really about to get more deep into this thing, because to me, you know, it don't make any sense, because like I said, a lot of us, when we go on Pornhub, yeah, he probably did. More than likely, he probably did, but he want money and stuff like that. So this is what he said: you make it hard for the deaf to enjoy. And I'm not shaming him or nothing like that, but come on, bro. Like, oh, it's an update. So Pornhub's VP Corey Price tells TMZ, we understand that Suris, because I can't pronounce his first name, Suris is suing Pornhub for claiming we've denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos. We do not generally comment on after lawsuits. We like to take the opportunity to point out that we do have a closed captions category. So he not getting that money. This man is not getting that money, because the vice president of Pornhub says that they do have a closed captions category. He just don't know how to use it. So, like I said, I feel like this was just a call for attention, because, I mean, come on, bro. Come on. And then Yaroslav Suris, I don't know how to pronounce your name, but, hey, you're not getting no money out of them, bro. So just leave that alone. That was a funny story, you know. It may not be, but it's funny to me, because this man, like, you know, ain't no closed caption on here. Sir, there is closed caption on there. All right, so let's get to this cheating topic. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys been cheated on. So I'm going to read this article. It looks boring. But, okay, there are 10 undeniable signs that you are getting cheated on. So I'm going to read this. Now, this is all come from wikigay.com. So these are 10 undeniable signs that you are getting cheated on. Okay, so sign number one says they continue asking for breakups in all fights. I'm assuming this is like, I need my space because you're tripping right now. So this is what it says: they continue asking for breakups in all fights. If your significant other suddenly begins asking for a breakup after each argument, no matter if it's little or not, it is among signs you are being cheated on. It shows the fact that they want the easy way to get out and do not want to get caught. If someone makes a certain mistake, it often takes a lot of strength as well as courage to own up to it. The majority of people will rather run away than really admit anything. And I think that's true. I think a lot of people they would rather just end the relationship because they know they're cheating on somebody. And I feel like what goes around comes around, because you cheat on that person, the person you cheat on are going to cheat on you. That's just me. I've seen it happen before. All right. 20 most common. Woo! 20 most common reasons men cheat and lie. Oh! Because I do feel like men cheat more than women. That is my opinion. Women are sneaky when it comes to cheating because we don't get caught. But I do believe men cheat more than women. I feel like there are certain things that you guys just don't... a certain age bracket that you guys just don't have it together. So you're going to cheat. That's just my opinion. Some of y'all probably feel like, man, we don't cheat. Black men don't cheat. Bullsh. Yes, y'all do. Y'all cheat. Y'all cheat your ass off. Y'all cheat on the open book text. Yeah, I know y'all would. And say y'all didn't cheat. Okay, so number two, they have more mood swings. If a person is bound to have mood swings and anxiety when trying to hide something from people around, particularly someone they love, there is something wrong. If you begin noticing your special one having more mood swings than normal, yes, y'all do. Yes, y'all do. Y'all cheat more than women. Yes, y'all do. Y'all don't even know how to be sneaky with it. Y'all will put y'all stuff on social media. They do want, they men want their cake and they want to eat it too. And then you probably be eating a dry ass pound cake because you don't even know how to cheat. You don't know how to cheat at all. You don't know how to be sneaky with it like females. Now I don't know how to cheat because I take that back. I did cheat before. I cheated, but I ain't get caught because one thing about me, I'm a rat on myself. I'm like, son, I'm cheating on you. I think we should just end a relationship. But the thing is, that was me way back when. But now I don't got no room to cheat. I got 3 kids. I'm trying to look for a stepdaddy. Hello. So anyway, if a person's bound to have mood swings and anxiety when trying to hide something from people around, particularly someone they love, there is something wrong. If you begin noticing your special one having much more mood swings than normal, you should talk with them to make sure it's not bothering them. Like I said, 2 things that you need in a relationship is communication and compromise. And some of y'all need to adjust your attitudes too, because y'all be bringing in, y'all talk about women be bringing in baggage. Some of y'all dudes be needing counseling. Y'all be bringing in a lot of baggage. Okay. Number 3, they behave too nice to you. Now, they behave too nice. I ain't never knew for a cheating partner to be nice. Okay, so let me get into this. Does your partner suddenly become too nice to you? If so, you had better have a heart-to-heart conversation with them. No, because if I have a heart-to-heart conversation with you by being nice to me, I feel like you're about to try to manipulate me so I can stay and you can cheat on my dumb ass. No! Okay, well, I am not saying people could not be too nice to others when they are really in love. There is a difference between being nice and being fake. Liars are bad at this, so it's very easily to spot a lie when they are being fake. You got some men that are really good at manipulating women. You got some men who will manipulate a woman to buy him a car, manipulate a woman to bring him to their house. And y'all know it's tax season. It is tax season. So a lot of these baby daddies gonna come back to their baby mama house with that pity party saying, man, I need you, bro. Let's be a family. And next thing you know, okay, babe, you got about $1,000 and you ain't even been taking care of that child. But because she love you and you love her, supposedly, y'all back together for what, about two months? And then you gonna go back to your little yeah or whatever. And y'all gonna be together. And then this girl gonna be heartbroken looking stupid because she done bought you a car, then gave you about $2,000 or $3,000 and flipped her fucking, she done flipped her her whole income tax check on you, and you going about your business. You just need her for tax season. You gonna use that $2,000 to buy you a car or either get your house, and then when she be like, well, babe, can I move in? You gonna be like, nah, you ain't moving in with me, son. Well, why not? Nah, I got somebody else. Then you gonna be a playgirl. You could use that $2,000 on your kids. Could have bought yourself a car. Could have got your hair done. You could have got at least about 2 or 3 wigs to last you for like the rest of the year. Let me just, okay. Anyway, number 4, they avoid eye contact. Eye contact is very important in communication. However, those people who feel guilty or cheating or lying to you tend to have a difficult time making eye contact. Ooh, yeah, because you know what this is what guys do? Whenever you find out that a man is cheating, he gonna be like this. Nah, son, I ain't cheating at all. I ain't cheating, son. Or he gonna be in that game. Son, I'm trying to play 2K. I don't want to talk about that right now. Yeah, because you cheating, son. You cheating. You probably cheating on 2K. You know they don't got cheat codes no more. But if they still had cheat codes, your dumb ass would go and get it. I do believe it. This may be obvious when it comes to signs you are being cheated on. A liar will never make an appropriate eye contact with you. It's because they feel ashamed of their actions and they do not want their eyes to reveal the truth. 14 the undeniable signs your boyfriend is lying to you. You know, I need to write these topics down because that's going to be my next topic. 14 signs your boyfriend is lying to you, and 20 most common reasons why men cheat and lie. Oh my goodness, that's juicy. So, I feel like you're going to cheat, let's just be friends, bro. You can do what you want to do. You a grown man, I'm a grown woman. You don't got to waste my time, and it's STDs out here. Y'all nasty, bro. Y'all nasty. Okay, number 5, they become distant. Previously, y'all used to talk or whatever and do stuff together, but now they just do not want anything to do with you. Despite it is not a clear sign of cheating, but it is a signal that you are in an unhealthy relationship in general. The okay, number six, the they are guarded on their phone or email. Okay, a lot of dudes don't even have an email. Well, like some dudes I know, don't even have an email. They are guarding on their phone and their games all on 2K. That's what they doing. Ain't no way to do. Ain't no dude got no email. What? No, we not. Let me tell you something about a woman. A woman thinks we're her emotions. So if I'm gonna cheat, this is me. I don't know about anybody, but this is me. If I know I'm cheating on you, I'm gonna play it off about like 2 or 3 days. Then the fourth day, if I have a dream about it, I'm like, son, I cheated on you. Why? I had a dream that I cheated on you, so I cheated, and I really did cheat on you. You can pack your things and leave and stuff like that. But some dudes get too emotionally involved, and then next thing you know, dude just pat, beating on you. Ain't nobody got time for that. Don't just bash us. What about the females and the BS game they run? Well, you let them do it. You. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't cheat. I will get into women cheating too. Because some of y'all get so wrapped up into these women because deep down inside, you know, y'all self-esteem be low as hell sometimes. But women do cheat. We just smart with ours. Y'all not that smart when it comes to cheating. Anywho, in regards to signs you're being cheated on, this might be the most obvious. People in long-term relationships. You got the what?
I got moved just
inside
the bathroom.
Boy, go in there. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Damn, kids. Look. Okay, if you want to chime in on this, Stephen. You can, and we can talk about women cheating. Did you get cheated on? I want to know, did you get cheated on? How did you feel about that? I just know it's more men that cheat than women. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, in regards to his, Jamal. MJ, really? In regard to the signs you're being cheated on, this might be the most obvious. People in long-term relationships deserve their own privacy. And no matter how two of you are close together, you do not have the right to see your partner's phone or email. Ooh. Okay. However, if your partner begins to spend lots of effort to keep their phone away from you, take it to the bathroom or freak out if you try to use to do something, refuse to yada yada. So, there was an incident where I went to my ex-boyfriend's phone and I found out he was cheating on me. Did I go back? Yep, I did. Why I went back? Because eventually I had a child by this man. But I went through his phone, saw he was texting other girls. One of the girls he had the baby by. Well, when I got cheated on? The first time, okay, the first time we was in college, I went through his phone. I asked him why was he cheating on me, and we got into a little disagreement. Around that time, I was green, and I was extremely green. This is somebody I was just like, I was deeply in love with. I was like, I'm not leaving him. So I stayed in the relationship. Time went on, we had a child.
I had a child by him.
So, yeah, I took him back after that. But then after I found out that he had another child on the way, you think, hell no, I did not stay. Why would I stay in a relationship with somebody? You making kids on me. I did not stay after that. I love. It's either my self-esteem or it's him, and now I had to choose me. That's what any woman gonna choose herself for a man. How many times he cheated? If you make another baby on a woman, I feel like right then and there, it's time for you to go. I'm not about to be like no Rashida and stay. That's different because she married, but me, I was in a relationship. I was not staying. Now, a couple of years later, we did get back together because I forgave him for it. But now, nah, I'm not cheating on no woman. Karma, that's the thing. A lot of people don't. A lot of people are. They're not scared of karma. They're not scared of karma at all. But one thing about it, two things, do not go through nobody's phone. That's just you know, that's just gonna make you feel, it's gonna come down on your insecurities and stuff. From my experience, you shouldn't look through your partner's phone, because okay, this is what Suzy is saying. She said from her experience, you shouldn't look through your partner's phone because it's their privacy. If you have to go through all that, that's why you should not be together. If you gotta go through your partner's phone, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone, bruh. Because that's gonna lead to you, even though you're gonna take that person back, you're not gonna trust them 100% at all. It's gonna take you and God and that boy to sit down together and y'all have a talk. But going through your partner's phone, if your partner did not give you that access, did not give you that passcode, I don't think you should be going through their phones, period. That's gonna cause a toxic relationship to the point where y'all gonna be fighting mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. All of that stuff is gonna play a part into that. All because you was being curious or you was being insecure and you wanted to go through their phone, and now you're heartbroken. Nobody has time for that. Especially if you're grown as hell. Cause think about it. You're going through this man phone. You're going through this woman phone. But do you want them to go through your phone? Because I'm gonna tell y'all something. A lot of us got some stuff in our phone, in our Snapchat, that we do not want our partner to see. Some of y'all do, and half the time, it's the people that's married. You got some stuff in your phone, and you know you don't want your partner to see it. But miss my thing. If you're married, respectfully, you supposed to respect your wife. Y'all made that vow. Ain't no way you should not have stuff in your phone, period. But in a relationship, I feel like you shouldn't either, because that's karma's gonna come and get you. The person that you cheated on with, that next person that you with, I 9 times out of 10 you're gonna get done dirty. I done seen it happen. Yep. Oh, I'm about to play that too, Soulja. I'm gonna play that too. All right, number seven is they initiate fights. If your partner has been initiating fights more than usual, or they seem to dig into even the smallest things and be happily available for each argument, chances are you are being cheated on. Boy, I hate these ads. I don't want to be hearing that. There he is. So if your partner has been initiating fights more than usual, and they seem to dig into even the smallest things and be happily available for each argument, chances are you are being cheated on. This occurs when someone feels guilty of what they did. They tend to protect themselves at even the slightest sign of getting cheated, so they can trigger even the smallest things. So this is basically manipulation. To me, it's manipulation. So I'm gonna initiate the fight. Because I know I got cheated on, but you ain't about to come down on me, so I'm about to start something small, like son, while you're washing dishes or something, son. Anything like that. I'm just going to piss you off because I'm trying to find a way to get out of this relationship with you. I already cheated on you, so I need to find a way to get out. I'm not going to even sit here and tell you I cheated on you. I need to find a way to get out. So I'm going to... Get around! So I'm going to find a way to cheat on you. All right, so number eight. Let's go to number eight. This is on wikiyeah.com. Signs you are being cheated on. Their tone and their voice. Ooh. The tone of voice is changed on their phones. Ooh, it sounds like an episode of Cheaters. It is found that people tend to alter their tone of voice when speaking to someone with whom they are romantically getting involved on the phone. Women, this is getting to you. Women tend to speak with a lower pitch to their male partner while men tend to speak in a higher tone of voice. So when a woman is cheating on you and y'all on the phone, if you notice her voice is getting lower, like, babe, we need to talk. She's cheating on you, but when the dude like, man, I don't know what you're talking about, son. I ain't even cheating on you, son. Like, why you called me with this? I say something like, but if a guy be like, man, I ain't even cheating on you, bruh. Man, don't come at me starting with that bull. Man, I ain't cheating on you. Yeah, they cheating on you. So they trying to get out of that. They don't want no pressure on them.
If your partner begins alternating their tone of voice while talking with someone over the phone, you should pay attention to it. So pay attention to their tone of voice.
Number nine. I'm not sure about number nine. Number nine says they begin to dress nicer. Oh, tax season. Bam, that's what it is.
if your partner used to wear a t-shirt and jeans all the time, but now they sudden dress nice and constantly, they might be dressing up for someone else. They dressing up, your dude or your girl is dressing up for that man who got the money, or your dude is dressing up for that girl that got her taxes. Bam, that's how it all goes together. That girl giving him money, so now he looking good, and you be like, dang, babe, where you going? You looking good. Like, you ain't never dressed like this around me.
No, so I'm about to just go play outside. I'm about to go pick up my little partner and do something.
Oh, okay, but you look nice. His little partner is that girl. And your girl probably be like, and you probably look at your girl like, dang, babe, where you going? You looking nice in that dress. Oh, I'm about to just go hang out with my girls. I'm about to go to the bar and just go chill for a while. And what if that dude cheat? What? This dude ain't got no money. He cheat, Susie. So, number 9, they begin to dress nicer. I kind of agree and then I kind of disagree with that one, because I've never heard of somebody looking good while they cheating on somebody. That don't make sense to me. I don't know about this wiki. Yeah, I think y'all are tripping on that one. All right, so number 10, the normal schedule changes. If your partner had a daily routine, but now their routine is always changing, chances are you have to raise your eyebrows about that matter. If any of the signs you are being cheated on above sound similar to, or you have recently caught them red-handed with their pants down around their ankles, the only logical thing to do is to have a frank talk with them before the matter becomes too serious and hurts you more. Girl, if you're gonna cheat on me, just end the relationship. I don't have time for it. Life is too short, and I'm not about to be wasting my time and energy with you if you're going to cheat on me. Just let me go now. Daddy, if you stay with me and I'm still suspecting you cheating, trust me, it's going to be some thanks. Oh, that's nice, MJ. Okay, bye-bye. Chances are you're cheating on me. I saw myself get so mad, y'all. Let me share a little moment with you. I saw myself get so mad at a guy to where now a lot of y'all about to be mad. To the where I was about to break his Xbox. I surely hell was. I was about to break his Xbox because, I'm working, you know, overnight. I come home, I'm tired. You know, I want a clean house. I like my car to be clean and things like that. And I feel like you doing all this crazy stuff for me. You're going to make that demon come out of me. I never want to see my demon side before, because like I said, I was about to put this guy's Xbox in the tub full of water. And what I think I did was I saw a picture on the internet, and I found the picture of the Xbox in the tub. And what I did was I sent it to him. I texted him like, look, this is your Xbox in the tub. You keep on messing around with me, it's going to be even worse. He came home and got mad. We got into it, made up, and then things like that. But his Xbox was never in the tub. I was just trying to scare him. But the thing is, you never want to get someone, make someone so mad at you that they're going to find some type of way to hurt you or even in your life. Because sometimes being cheated on leads to a person. They're going to stay because they're just like, okay, you just made this one mistake. But some people, they're going to stay and they're going to do you even. They're going to cheat back. And I feel like if you're going to do that, then neither one of y'all needs to be with each other. Okay, so now I'm on this, why do men cheat and lie? Here is 20 possible reasons why men cheat and lie. The inability of saying no. This is number one. He is attractive and is able to attract sexy women. He does not know how to say no in such cases. Now, I feel like this goes for women too, because some women are turning to guys now in this century, in this day and age. Some women will be like, well, I can't say no to him. And this dude, he's not doing enough for me, so I'm about to just go with old boy. Old boy got the money. He got the car. He got the house. He got everything that I want, which is all materialistic stuff. You know, this girl not... She's not wanting him for his mind or nothing like that. She's just seeing what all the glitter that he has. He's not even gold, girl. You need to do better than that. So the ability of saying no. Number two is to boost their ego. To boost their ego. In fact, infidelity is really a boost of... I never knew. So... infidelity is a really boost of ego for most men with low self-esteem. particularly if you're, if your guy earns less money than you do or is less successful than you are, hence boosting ego is the next reason why men cheat and lie. I can relate. Now, I was with a guy, I was dating a guy when I was living in, New Orleans, or Metairie. I was making more money than him. I was working at this news station. I was coming home with like at least $1,200, $1,300 every 2 weeks. And, you know, he was looking at me like, you know, you make too much money more than me. Like, I can't be with you because you're successful. And I'm like, huh? Like, there's no reason to leave me alone. Then he stopped showing up at home. He stopped, you know, everything just stopped. When I used to come home, he was never there. And he went like days without talking to me. So in my mind, like, this dude cheating on me. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. He cheated on me because I was making too much. I was making more money than him. So to boost their ego, number three is peer pressure. Now I do want to do some guys cheat because they are peer pressured by their homeboy. Some girls cheat because they see they be like, well, you know what, this dude ain't doing enough for me, I'm about to cheat on him too. So I'm about to get off the guys for just a little minute, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm just bashing men and stuff like that. So this is something that I just found: 10 big red flags in relationships you may overlook. Now some of us women, we ignore a lot of red flags. I'm just gonna go through the list. So, number one is don't keep promises. You know, sometimes a person will promise you they're never going to cheat on you again. They're not going to do this again. And those promises are never kept. Okay, so number two. Number two is joke at your embarrassment. This may be the most painful red flag that you don't... Ooh! This is true. Man, okay, so... I don't like being laughed at. I don't like being laughed at all. That's a big red flag for me. You laugh at me about anything, you might as well just in a relationship, because I'm going to hurt you. I'm 4'8", but I would hurt you physically. And then I'm going to hurt you mentally, because I'm going to do something to make you not play with me like that. Do not laugh at me. If a guy is in a relationship with me, he better not even laugh at me when it's something serious. Now, if we just playing, oh, I don't care about you laughing at me. But other than that, don't do that, because you're playing with my mind right now. All right, number three, the loss of balance. Among red flags in relationships, this is often overlooked and undervalued. As naturally, when a person gives up everything for someone, they just have that single person at that moment, and they're very cautious about losing that person. So a healthy relationship is one that has a balance inside. Your partner should strike the balance in his own life. Keep you out of his social media channels. Okay, so there are some guys, some girls, they don't post their boyfriend or they don't post their girlfriend because I feel like they don't want their hoes or they niggas to know that, or their guys to know that they got a girl or she got a dude. So in order for me to keep, you know, to keep my player card, or whatever you want to call it, I'm not posting you on those social media. And this is my thing: if I look good, I'm gonna put me on your social media. Now, some people feel like that's immature. Like, why do he gotta post you on his social media? I feel like, why not? If your woman or your guy is your everything, your prized possession, just your whole world, why not show the world, hey, this is me. This is who God gave me. I'm going to show him out because I'm very thankful. I'm going to show her out because she's beautiful and stuff like that. Every relationship I've been in, no guy never posted me. So, film. Anyway, if your partner keeps their privacy high, even in front of you, something is wrong. Some small acts are behaviors. Clinginess is a red flag. Some people are just private. Not posting on social media isn't always a red flag. Okay. Okay. Let's go to page two. My internet is slow. Okay, looking down on people. Looking down on people. So, you do have people that feel like they are better than you. So I'm gonna read this little article. This is an alert one for red flags in a relationship. Even when you two are in that honeymoon stage, insulting a certain improperly or looking down upon people is a big red flag for something that's going to happen in the upcoming time. Those who do not respect other people will act the same to you. At first, you may feel like you could take it easy just because you love them, but after all, everyone's patience will run out. When everything is too hurtful or too ugly, it's hard to work on. So, I don't think you should be looking down at your partner, period. But what do I know? I'm not in a relationship. I haven't been in a relationship for 7 years. Anyway, they will abuse you. An abusive relationship can be shown through different aspects, be it physical, verbal, emotional, or mental. It is wrong, and nothing in this world can make it right. Remember, there are no type of abuse is acceptable. That's right. If you're in an abusive relationship, bro, just get out of it. Sometimes it's not even worth it. I don't care what he or she does. Get out of it. Because any type of abuse is wrong. Being in an abusive relationship, period, it can scar you. It can scar you for a long time. Like I mentioned in my last podcast, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but for seven years, I let this guy make me feel like I wasn't nothing, made me feel insecure about myself, made me feel like I wasn't beautiful and all this other stuff. And it was just how he talked to me. And it was days he called me a B word. It was days when he like, you ain't gonna never be nothing. Your degree, you got this little degree and you ain't gonna do nothing with it and all this other stuff. He made me feel, I'm gonna fix it. He made me feel insecure because he wanted me to be like this girl that he was dating when he used to sleep with me. Like, she do this and she do that. And I'm like, okay. And that's why he made me feel like that. But now, he can't tell me nothing because I know I'm fine. I'm getting my body together, getting my mind together, getting my spirit together. So I am fine, okay? If someone is abusing you emotionally, they will start abusing you verbally in no time. That is true. On the other hand, if someone is abusing you verbally, then soon they will start abusing you physically. No ending. That's right. When it comes to physical abuse, there is no ending to it. The advice is, as soon as you see this incident occurring to you, then it's a sign to know when to end your relationship. If we assume that this is ending like jumping out of a car, then you should still not care if your landing will hurt or what will happen to you without your partner. That's right. It's supposed to. Remember that you were fine before and you will be fine after. That is true. I'm going to say this again and make it loud and clear. The advice is, as soon as you see this incident occurring to you, then it's a sign to know when to end your relationship. If we assume that this is ending like jumping out of a car, you should still not care if your landing will hurt or what will happen to you without your partner. It is supposed to. Remember that you were fine before and you will also be fine now. So, like I said, you know, I was just get out of it. Because it's going to start with one pattern. It's going to keep going and keep going and keep going. Just let it go. So, I'm going to go through this list real quick and I'm going to sign out on the podcast. Okay, so number 8, they cry a lot. Number 9, they take you for granted. Number 10, sit down. Think of your partner and see what is on your mind at that moment. So, okay. You are condoning their behavior if you stay. You're right. Exactly. You are condoning their behavior if you stay because you're not thinking about yourself when you're saying, okay, I'm in this abusive relationship, I'm going to stay because she didn't mean to do that or he didn't mean to do that. Well, if they didn't mean to do that, then why are you constantly, you know, just letting them keep on doing that? So you're basically accepting that. And you, at the end of the day, you can sit here and blame this person for everything that they've done to you, but it takes two, and you have to put some of that blame on yourself. This is why some of us, we need to self-reflect, write down, you know, just think about why did my relationship didn't end. I want to say this. A lot of reasons why my relationship didn't last, I was insecure. I was always accusing. I was snooping around trying to find something. I was just looking for something to see if this guy was cheating on me. And a lot of my relationships didn't end because I was insecure. I was starting the majority of the fights. I'm not gonna lie, I was starting the majority of the fights because I felt like they didn't love me like how I love them. So I'm gonna, if something clicked in my head, girl, he cheating on you, I'm gonna snoop around. I went to go look for the female page. Went to try to see who she is. Went to try to talk to her. Went to try to talk to him. The next thing you know, red flags happened, and it was just destruction. But do I wish him the best? Oh yeah, y'all. You know, I'm not hating. You know, I wish y'all the best. Things like that. I pray for him and stuff like that. But I'm gonna end this podcast because my son is acting up, and it's time for me to grab that belt and whoop him till he goes to sleep. So. This is it for the podcast. Thank you all for tuning in to Getting Real and Uncut Podcast with Cynthia D. I will be back next Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m. I was supposed to start at 8 o'clock today, but I got 3 kids and I got to change diapers. I got to do homework with the kids. I got to make sure they straight, got their stuff. But no way, no one can fix your insecurity. That's a self-love issue. That's right. You have to fix that yourself. But make sure you guys tune in. If you don't know where to find my podcast, it's on anchor.fm. The link is in my bio on Instagram. And the link is in my bio on my entertainment page on Facebook. So that is all for today. God bless, and I will see you guys next Tuesday.